The day job. This is your day job, isn't it? This is you going out
you
and doing
haven't
your
played
waste
the
week.
Waste week jingle, have you?
I'm getting to the waste week jingle. I was going to play it now. Hold on.
Waste week on BBC Southern Counties Radio.
Waste week.
Talking rubbish has never been so important.
Be quiet.
There's
I
saying,
do
don't give up the day job. Actually, perhaps a new line completely is required. We are looking at ways to go green at 21 minutes to 6. Students from Royal Grammar School in Guildford are doing their bit to help reduce the amount of rubbish thrown away. They've developed a reusable shopping bag as part of their young enterprise scheme. BBC Southern Counties Radio's Paul Jenner, a.k.a. Darth Vader, spoke to students Nick Stigliano and Tim Campion-Smith and asked why they were so passionate about the project.
We think that recycling should be pushed harder in schools, and Tim, along with Tim here, we're promoting a recycling bag that's actually made of sustainable materials and it can also be used to house your paper in anticipation of recycling.
How did it all come about?
Well, we got some facts and figures and found out that we don't really recycle in our school and we really should.
And it's quite an attractive bag. We've got it here. It's a sort of beige colour made. What sort of material is it?
It's jute.
A plant grown in Asia, and it's a sustainable resource, so you can keep growing it, and it's not harmful to the environment.
How long has the project been running?
We set up in early September as a young enterprise company, which is basically about setting up a business and going through the stages of producing a product and marketing the product. So far, it's been going okay. We are all getting on quite well. We all know each other. So it's good fun and a great way of getting to know about business.
It's very impressive. Have you been surprised at how it's developed over the past few months?
Yeah, we recently had a stand at our third form dinner at school, and a lot of the parents were very, very interested in the design, especially, and that caught their eye, and then they started thinking about how they should really recycle more, and I think that that's all that we could have hoped for at this stage. It was sort of nearly unanimous with regards to the bags, and we were just amazed at how helpful the wholesalers were, because we thought of wholesalers as some sort of big corporate giant that wouldn't be willing to strike a deal with some young up-and-coming company, but they did, in fact, and we had two suppliers at one point for one of our fashion bags, and we're still trying to decide which one, and when we got the logo sorted for our bags with our marketing director, I mean, it was like a snowball, really. Things just started happening, and we set up, and the interest we received was brilliant.
How can we be encouraged to recycle more?
I think there should be more promotion of recycling principles within the town and the local area, and the Eco House is a very good way of doing that, showing people what they can do within their houses to save water, heat loss, etc. And also, with the recycling bags, it's a great way of encouraging you to recycle, because if you just have it in the corner of your house, it's more conducive to recycling than maybe keeping a recycling box outside.
And are you launching your product soon, or is it already out in the shops?
It's not out in the shops yet, but we anticipate to be launching it very, very soon. And we hope that we can get help from the council and the people at the Eco House to get it in schools and other places of business as well. Our campaign is mainly to raise awareness, and we hope that with the design on our current recycling bags, designed by our marketing director, James Wedlake, it's got lots of landmarks in Guildford on it, and it's very specific and very artistic. We basically hope that awareness will be raised and more people will recycle.
Nick Stigliano and Tim Campion-Smith speaking to our reporter Paul Jenner about their special project. It's all part of Waste Week at BBC Southern Counties Radio. Don't forget, if you call this show this week, you get two things, actually, just for calling and getting on air. You get a packet of Carter's seeds, which are already, basically, they are in high demand. We've had to get onto the suppliers and get some more. So we have the Carter seeds. We also have the reusable carrier bags. They will be sent to you in the post just for getting on air and talking maybe about one of our talking points of the day or taking part in one of our competitions. So make a note of this number. It may well be a new number that you're not used to using. It's 01483 300 325. 01483 300 325. By the way, we're still taking your nominations